We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here we are. It is another Friday night in the middle of our virtual indie jam. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy, as I've got beer in front of me and two beautiful faces from the South Bay. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us, sir. It's great to be back in our office.
You got beer in hand? Look at you go.
Pleasure to join you with a beer.
Oh, good. We're going to drink some beer. We're going to talk about what you guys have been up to. Obviously, a lot of breweries impacted by everything that was going on with COVID, and you guys were one that managed to stay open pretty much the whole time. If you closed the doors, it wasn't for very long, was it?
We didn't close the doors at all, actually. First off, as soon as March 12th came along, I kind of knew that it was going to go sideways for us as a brewery. Obviously, with social distancing and just with a pandemic breaking loose, we wanted to make sure we were as safe as possible, not only for our patrons, but more importantly, also for our staff, to make sure that nobody got sick. I mean, it's a crazy time as a business. Obviously, business is secondary as it relates to health and community and our families. But once we were able to kind of gauge the scope of what was going on, a little dose of reality, we said, you know what, we can still offer to go. We can still offer delivery. So that's kind of the method we tackled. We went with our crawlers being our bloodline to kind of keep us afloat. And with any other business, we had to make decisions that were tough.
So you mentioned crawlers being your lifeline. I've got a Three Punk Ales crowler sitting right here, but it's got something that's not beer in it. It's got something is that pink? What did you give me for our first beer tonight?
We gave you our Helter Seltzer. It's our hard seltzer, and that is our watermelon mint flavor.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you anymore. Holy freaking watermelon. Not like Jolly Rancher watermelon, but...
Well, here's the thing. Our regulars, they just crapped all over this idea. They hated it. What are you guys doing making seltzers? We're not going to drink that garbage. We're not going to drink that crap. They were the first ones to jump on board. And now anytime they come in, man, they don't stop drinking these seltzers, whether it's the watermelon, the grapefruit, the black cherry, or a bog. They drink them up all. And if they don't see it, when are you guys getting this? You know, it's a crisp 5.3. It's definitely a beer that we're going to can for the summer. It's one of those like lawnmower beers that you can hang out and get smashed at home.
How many seltzers do you have on tap right now?
We've got four. The black cherry, the pog, the watermelon, and the grapefruit. And honestly, the watermelon is the one that's leading the way. That's the one that kind of paves the way for everything else.
I'm glad it's just me sitting here in my garage studio because I have a whole crowler.
Get into there, preacher. Get it done.
We're going to start off with some tunes and come back with some more beer this time. From Three Punk Ales, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with two of my favorite punks. I've got Kevin, I've got Steve, and we are hanging out with Three Punk Ales, our official beer of Virtual Indie Jam this weekend. I'm drinking their beer. In fact, I'm drinking one of my favorite beers from them that I'll get to in a moment. We just wrapped up their Helter Seltzer Watermelon Mint, and I heard you say something. You said you were going to can Watermelon Mint.
That's the next one on the list. Well, first off, we're late to the game, as is usual for us, but Watermelon Mint's going to be the next beer that we actually can. It's just a perfect summertime beer, Richard.
I promised to talk about my favorite Three Punk Ales beer. You introduced this to me during a live show, and I have never looked back. La Flama Roja.
Oh, yes. That is our amber Mexican lager sitting at 5%. Kind of like you have Dos Equis Amber.
Just another summertime beer, my man. All the favorites are going to come out in cans. You can pick them up here. You can pick them up at local liquor stores, wherever available.
Did I hear that correctly through all the internet garble? You're also going to put this in cans too?
Yeah. We'll eventually hit up the Flama Blanca, La Flama Roja, everything lager we'd like to can.
That's ridiculous. All right. So what makes it it so different? What are you doing to La Flama Roja? What is your secret for your amber Mexican lager that makes it so delicious?
Amber malt.
That's it?
No, I got some secrets, but I
can't. Kevin's going to hold back the secrets.
And you know what? These beers were created out of like a necessity. For those who don't know, we're located in the South Bay. We're located down here in Chula Vista. Those are the beers we grew up drinking. I mean, we grew up drinking Pacificos, Carta Blanca, Pueblos. Like those, we drank lagers. We drank the light. We didn't drink any of the big stuff. You know, we drank everything that we can just crush, have another, crush, have another. So when we opened the brewery, we thought it would be, you know, par for the course if we came out with lagers. And obviously, we needed it. So Mexican lagers, Zwickel beers, you know, we want to make sure we touch on all of those down here because everybody likes an IPA. Everybody likes a 8.5 double IPA, but you can't have them all the time.
Well, I guess we could consider the last two drinks warm up. You said something about a double IPA. We're going to take a break, play some tunes of your request, and come back with that next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt-94.9. Ah, I wish you could see these faces I have on screen as I sit here in my garage studio in East County and talk to my friends down in Chula Vista from Three Punk Ales. Steve and Kevin have been enthralling me with tales of what they've been doing in the brew house through COVID, keeping themselves within the community, making beer. And I gotta say, I was shocked earlier in the week. I stopped in to pick up the beers that I'm drinking tonight. And even at noon, with everything that's going on, you had people pouring into your tasting room.
Yeah, man. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I told Kevin, I shared it with Kevin, my partner. I was like, I was nervous to reopen the brewery because I fell in love with the model that we had during the shutdown.
So you talked about delivery. That was a huge thing to be able to order beer for most parts of the county and have you drop it off. Is that something that's going to continue even though the tasting room is open now?
That'll never go away.
Really?
Yeah, we even picked up a delivery van to take care of these deliveries because for the longest time, Kevin was running out of his car, I'm running out of my car. Let's allocate some of our money into purchasing a van. When you give people a taste of something and they actually like it, you can't ever take it back. So during the shutdown, we delivered as far north as Benito, as far east as Lakeside, far south as San Isidro. So, I mean, we were everywhere as it relates to the San Diego County map. We were everywhere. And that'll continue during the shutdown. We only made deliveries in North County on Fridays. But now when people order, pick up, go, we'll make it happen.
All right, let's talk about this next beer that you gave me. Needle in the Hay. You were soft with me for the first couple. And now you're throwing an almost 9% double IPA at me now.
Needle in the Hay, 8.5%. One of our core beers.
Gone through some hop changes. But right now we're sitting at Simcoe, Chinook, and Southern Cross.
Answer me this then. What hop changes have you made?
Started at Butcher's. That's our first beer ever. It was a Citra Equinox combo. Then when we came here, there's a Citra Equinox. Then with the price of some Citra going crazy, we had to pivot on some of the beers, what hops go into what, without really changing the full profile of the beer.
Can I be honest with you?
Por favor.
I like this version better.
Oh, wow.
This to me gives me everything I want from a double IPA. It's got that subtle dankness, but there's almost, it's not.
I think it's the name, Pritchard. I think it's Elliot Smith coming through with a little bit of Needle in the Hay for you. It's taking you over the top. Now you just want to sit alone in your garage studio and drink some 8.5 double IPA.
Well, let's continue this conversation
off the air, if you know what I mean.
So we're gonna play this song and come back with Three Punk Ales and Chula Vista. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As per the use, I take no responsibility for the music you hear on the air tonight. That is all our official virtual Indie Jam beer sponsor. So far, we've had Needle in the Hay. We've had, that's their double IPA. We've had La Flama Roja, my favorite, amber Mexican lager, and started off with a seltzer, which blew my mind. So good. If you get a chance, pop by their tasting room, try the Helter Seltzer Watermelon Mint, if they have it, if the locals haven't drank it up already. And if you haven't already been down there, go check out the tasting room. Third Avenue is a mess right now in terms of construction, but it doesn't mean that they're not open and bustling. Pop in, grab some brews, and try something new. Like, I'm not so sure. Have I tried this beer yet before?
Maybe.
All right, it's called Colby Beef, and it is a red. What you say, San Diego red. Explain to me the name before we even get into what this beer is.
So Colby Beef was generated out of wanting to do a collaboration with Colby Chandler. He came out, brewed with Ballast Point own yeast, and it was called Bias, BIA$S.
Like buy us?
Maybe.
That came probably on the heels of their $1 billion evaluation.
It was close.
We had no problem doing a beer. We never had a red on tap before, so we decided to do this Imperial one. After that, everyone, tasting room, the locals loved it, so we asked Colby if we could reproduce it with our own yeast, and we want to call it Colby Beef. This batch, we actually dry hop a little bit more hop.
That's that aggressive hoppiness I'm getting with that wonderfully round malt body on here. There's something that used to be in the Ballast Point lineup that favors this.
Calico.
I would say somewhere between Calico and Tongue Buckler, where Tongue Buckler had that Imperial Red stamp, where you got that substantial bitterness on the front end of it. This 7.1% has got that bitterness. It bites you.
It's a little nibble.
And we just dumped some of that beer into a Liberty Call bourbon barrel.
Are you kidding me?
That's the drink that everybody likes down here. If it's not going to be a lager, they're jumping in for anything we do barrel age.
How many barrel aged beers have you done now?
Six. So the Russian Imperial, our first year, was aged in brandy. Colby Beef, the first time around, was aged in whiskey barrels from San Diego Distilling. And then Emo Brown last year was aged in Liberty Call bourbon barrels. And once again, we put Emo Brown into bourbon barrels.
I do remember seeing on your social media barrels in the brew house along with the canning of our next beer. We're going to take a break and we'll get to that next with Three Punk Ales and the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. They save the best for last. And we talked about canned beer from Three Punk Ales. And there it is right there.
Look at that.
I didn't even want to wait for you to describe this beer to me. You said it as I walked out. First cans leaving the building on Tuesday when I picked up beer. You guys were just canning this. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me. We got Kevin, it's Steve from Three Punk Ales down in Chula Vista, South Bay. What was your slogan?
Put some South in your mouth.
There it is. You heard it from the man himself.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Pritchard. Simply holding that Emo Brown can, you drop like 10 pounds, a full head of hair. You look at Jon Favreau, I don't know, Swingers era.
I am a gorgeous human being. I was stoked when you pulled this out of the back room since you were canning it on Tuesday, because I don't know if a lot of people know, but Steve from Three Punk Ales has a little podcast called Emo Brown.
You don't listen to it, Pritchard. Stop yanking my chain.
I have been subscribed since episode 3, my friend.
But are you a Patreoner?
So Emo Brown, the saddest Mexican. You went and turned this into an Imperial Coffee Brown Ale. How dare you?
I mean, it's definitely a fan favorite down in the tasting room. This one's been a long time coming as it relates to getting canned. We used the Barra chocolate to make sure that it was authentic. Everything you taste in there is Mexican tears, brother. It's just that's the secret recipe. That's the ingredient. It's Mexican tears.
Is that why it tastes so good?
I'm telling you, man.
I actually pulled this can out about 5 minutes before I drank it and let the East County heat warm it up in my garage. Let me tell you, I'm getting so much flavor out of this. I love brown ales anyways, because I think brown ales are underrated. But if you make a brown ale and you know what you're doing, it is so damn good. You manage to take that and build on top of it with the Mexican chocolate. You get that with chocolate notes, with just this very subtle, slight hint of cinnamon on the back end.
Don't forget, we also saturated that bag with some Mexican chocolate from Oaxaca. I mean, it's a legit beer, man. I'm sorry, Mexican coffee from Oaxaca. When you look at it on paper, it seems like it's a complex beer, but it's just a lot. It's flavor in your mouth, man. Flavor in your mouth.
And we can pick this up in cans in your tasting room right now?
Yeah, by the next Friday, it'll be available to you.
Now, are we only going to be able to get this from you, or is this going to find its way out into distribution in the world?
I mean, everything we do is self-distro. If anybody wants it, we'll be able to get in contact with them and make it happen. We can deliver it now, too.
We want to find you. What is the best way to do it? Socials, website?
All of those things. We're heavy on Instagram, so it's at 3punkalesbrewing, THR3E. That's probably the best medium to find us in. Website recently got a little bit of an upgrade, so all of our beer orders for delivery do go through there. You can find that there. Check out the podcast, Emo Brown. We're always available. Kevin's going to be on the show, or Jeremy, you're going to be on shortly. It's a wonderful world we live in, brother.
Thank you guys for spending the evening with me. Thanks for the beer. I'm going to go spend the rest of my night floating in my, I think I'm going to float in my above ground pool in the backyard and drink the rest of all these crowlers that I just opened. So
there it is. Thank you for having us, man. It's been awesome.
Thank you guys for going out with this. Go check out Three Punk Ales in Chula Vista. Love these guys. Thank you. Good night. See you next week, Friday night at 7 o'clock in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.